This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast to you live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, as well as the great radio stations all across the United States of America and in the Caribbean, too. By the way, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, our thought for tonight is some talk to you in their free time, and some free their time to talk to you. Learn the difference. And with that, here's Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
My thoughts for the night.
I love it. I think it's yeah, it's very good.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, Kyle, we kind of start with a unique story here. We'll call it a false reporting story because that's what it's being quoted as, being said by Fox News. But the CIA took the unusual step to blast a CNN report on alleged CIA spies extraction from Moscow. That's the headline. What do you know?
Well, right. In fact, yes, this is quite an unprecedented step. The CNN report makes it appear one way, but the CIA, of course, is saying that, you know, they extract sources or spies, as it were, in this particular case, based on their own evaluation and not on the reports of CNN or any of these kinds of things. The general idea, as I understand, Captain, is that the report goes something like this, that they thought that somehow President Trump had compromised the source or had some other kind of effect on the source, and they had no choice but to try to, you know, right that wrong that President Trump had done, that nothing could be further from the truth, it would appear.
Well, the other thing is, despite John Brennan and James Comey and all that good stuff, there's a dispute that's now erupted over whether or not Brennan and Comey pushed the Steele dossier as the Department of Justice probe into misconduct widens.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, as we are looking at the IG, and we're looking, of course, at what the U.S. Attorney Durham is perhaps going to be finding and making his own decisions on, perhaps even indictment decisions, I think the American people are going to be very, very upset and shocked with the idea that, again, those who are in the high-level powers of government somehow want to direct that power because they believe that the election didn't go the way they wanted, etc. And this is a huge story, and it's something that means that if they can try to do these kinds of things to President Trump, push this false dossier. They knew it was based on wrong information. It was made up. This was done for political reasons. If they can do that to someone like Donald Trump at that level, they can do it to anybody else in the United States. And that's one of the major catastrophes that we're experiencing right now.
Now, if I were to tell you we had a lack of common sense in the country, use of comfort animals, especially on airplanes, like a miniature horse, and anarchy running wild in this country, where does it all end?
Exactly right. Where does it all end? You had mentioned to me before that story just the other day about what was the miniature horse on the airplane.
Yeah.
That was the comfort animal. And whereas, you know, we make great strides in our society to try to accommodate people who may have a special need or a special other kind of an issue. Certainly we do. But if you're sitting on an airplane and you have a miniature horse in the walkway,
taking up two seats.
Mm-hmm. What happens if there's an emergency and there's an emergency landing or something else goes wrong and everybody has to get off the plane within 10 seconds or something like that because of the
slide down the chute
and all that kind of stuff? You know, that actually endangers other people. And so it's just that all these things are being taken to the extreme. Where we do try to accommodate legitimate needs, this seems to go way beyond the pale.
I call it the wimp mentality.
Well, yeah, exactly. And again, because it seeks to play on the compassion that people have, and I think the airlines are terrified, literally, of doing anything that's going to get bad publicity, people tweeting, and all this kind of stuff. But in reality, it actually endangers other people, and that's just one kind of particular case. The anarchy too. this is huge. Where everybody seems to believe, or there are a group of people that seem to believe that you can march in the streets with black masks on, you can club people over the head, you can do all these kinds of things, and call yourself the anti-fascist. I mean, this is of biblical proportions almost.
All righty, hold that thought. And folks, One America News has sued Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, NBC, all the holdings of MSNBC for defamation of character. One America News for something Rachel Maddow said. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who happens to be on the telephone right now. That would be Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, and I'll tell you right now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, you can do what I did about 3 years ago now. I started out with Relief Factor the same way that you would. With the 1995 3-week quick start, I took it because of the arthritis that I suffer with and the back pain that I have because of having a spine that was fused and also having a replacement ankle. And if you've got any kind of pain in general, shoulder pain, wrist pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, neck pain, back pain, arthritis, whatever the situation is, how about giving this a try? It's all natural, no narcotics in it. And you'll know after 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work, and it works for me. Now, the other day, and I've broken both of my wrists, by the way, in the line of duty again, either in the military or in the fire service, I started to have some real pain in my left wrist, and I don't know really why that was. So I said, well, okay, and I was at the event that we had Saturday night, so I took a packet of Relief Factor, and in about 10 or 15 minutes, pain was gone. Absolutely, positively, flat out gone. So there you go. It works for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. Here's what you do. You go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. Cost you $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You can get it delivered to you faster if you want to pay the extra shipping to get it there. Otherwise, it takes about 5 to 7 days. But relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. And Kyle, interesting story about Rachel Maddow. Now, she's been in trouble on and off for quite a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that One America News, which is an up-and-coming conservative news group, which I think does a very good job, I watched them quite a bit, has filed a defamation lawsuit against Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, and the other entities that own MSNBC.
That's right. That would include Comcast Corporation, NBC Universal Media, we understand as well. So this is a big deal. It's a $10 million defamation lawsuit, and it all stems, Captain, from what I understand, of Rachel Maddow talking about the One News, the One America News Network, and saying that at one point that it was, quote, really literally paid Russian propaganda, unquote.
Wrong answer.
Well, exactly. And so obviously, you know, it's one thing to go after somebody's reporting. You could talk about what they reported. You could talk about what their political opinion is, if they're a commentator, these kinds of things. But I think it crosses a line when you agree that if you start saying, well, they're paid by the such and such a country, you know, to say this, without any actual evidence to that effect, that sounds like a defamation lawsuit in the making, and that's what we're seeing here. So, of course, it'll all go through the process now, and presumably they'll have discovery, and they'll talk about this. It may go before a judge, or it may get settled. We'll have to see.
Well, you just can't go out there and say, I think this, I think that, I think this, and defame somebody and think you're going to get away with it. It's not going to happen.
Well, exactly. And again, this is the idea. If you're talking about, you know, if I say something like, well, I think Rachel Maddow is wrong because blah, 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 then that's one thing. But if you say other things and you cast aspersions or you say so-and-so is working for thus and such, well, that seems to go further, obviously, than what you would do professionally.
Now, speaking of MSNBC, their parent company, NBC, seems to be having a problem right now because it seems that Peter Strzok texted his compadre and lover, Lisa Page, just one day after NBC reported that there was a Russian close to Putin was the source for the U.S. intel information coming out.
Right, exactly. Evidently, the quote I have for the Peter Strzok Page text to Lisa Page was, quote, think our sisters have begun leaking like mad, scorned and worried and political, they're kicking into overdrive. I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's code for we made a mistake, or somebody made a mistake, and we're going to pay for it.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
I think you're right. But again, this is, we're peeling back the onion on this whole thing, and it's just going to get worse and worse. And again, it's kind of like what we were talking about before. You have people in these positions of power, and in whatever position they may be, in whatever sort of sphere they're in, and they're operating like this. They're completely sold out to stopping the will of the American people. The American people elected Barack Obama, he was the president. American people elected Donald Trump, he's the president. But yet you have these people who are literally deciding that, nope, we're not going to listen to the American people. We're going to have it our way. That's a huge problem in our republic.
Well, we're back to square one on the asylum plan because a California federal judge yesterday ruled against the Trump administration. Here we go. This all had to be challenged again, I guess, by the Supreme Court or somebody, because federal judges can't keep overruling federal judges. I guess it was an appeals court that made a decision. But anyway, this will have to probably go to the Supreme Court for a decision one way or the other on the asylum situation.
Yeah, I would think so, and that seems to be the trajectory of all of these kinds of things, because you're finding that you have some of these districts and so forth, they typically have a tendency for an agenda, and they'll block anything that comes from President Trump. I mean, if he wanted to give free water to everybody in the world, they might block it. I don't know, but it's a lot of this is so political, so it that's why we have the Supreme Court, and it'll have to work its way there.
Well, the Afghanistan talks are apparently over and done with, and to use the president's words, dead. Here is what he said about them.
Say it. They're dead. As far as I'm concerned, they're dead. They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier, a wonderful young man from Puerto Rico, families from Puerto Rico. And you can't do that. You can't do that with me. So they're dead as far as I'm concerned. And we've hit the Taliban harder in the last 4 days than they've been hit in over 10 years.
And that's true. They have. They've hit them harder than before to try to drive them to the table. But here's the deal, and I talked about this yesterday. I used the word annihilation. We need to have them give us an unconditional surrender. We need to beat them to the very core of their existence, right down to the last man standing, and make sure that they do an undivided, unequivocal surrender, and just an unconditional surrender like what we saw after World War II.
Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, after hearing President Trump earlier say that, I thought, this is not a negotiating tactic by Trump, right? By saying he says the talks are dead. That is not just the latest negotiating tactic that he's using to try to get something to happen. I think he absolutely means this. I think he will drive forward now to say, look, I try to give these guys a chance. I put my prestige on the line to do this. And look what they did. They killed the innocent people and our soldier as well. And I think he will drive through now and say, we're going to annihilate them. I think they've really written their own death warrant.
Well, listen to this part of the discussion.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Why would you sound like meeting with the Taliban? I've been meeting with the Taliban.
Said what?
Your administration, your advisors, talked you out of that meeting with the Taliban.
No, actually, in terms of advisors, I took my own advice. I like the idea of meeting. I've met with a lot of bad people and a lot of good people during the course of the last almost 3 years. And I think meeting is a great thing. I think that meeting with, you know, you're talking about war. There are meetings with war. Otherwise, wars would never end. You'd have them go on forever. We had a meeting scheduled. It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else. When I heard, very simply, that they killed one of our soldiers and 12 other innocent people, I said, there's no way I'm meeting on that basis. There's no way I'm meeting. They did a mistake. And by the way, they are telling people they made a big mistake. They're saying it loud and clear that they made a big mistake, John.
There you go.
That's right.
He's agreeing with you.
Yeah. I can't imagine that he could have an actual meeting with the Taliban at any point at this point, because you know the blood of our fallen soldier would cry out about that. I think, and he's absolutely right. Yeah.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to play Mayor Pete, and what he had to say about unborn babies. You are not going to believe this comment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump revving up the patriotic crowd at a red, white, and blue
Keep America Great rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian, and I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
It's very hot for this time of the year in parts of the South. For example, in Clayton County, Georgia, it's so hot with the real feel around 100 degrees in the sun, no recess, students being kept inside in the air conditioning.
My teacher said it was going to be like around like 100 degrees.
And this fifth grader learning about the dangers of dehydration.
It's good to stay like hydrated because like if you're not, they might faint.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher, my neighbor just down the hall from where I'm sitting here in Tampa, Florida. He broadcasts out of the same radio station. Now, by the way, Geico brings you this portion of the program, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And I can tell you, if you go to geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and check and see what type of coverage they have, you might be a little surprised, because they will not only insure the car or the truck that you're driving, but they can offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, or guess what? Maybe even that Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo that you're riding around in out on the water. So they can help you also with your homeowners and renters insurance through your Geico insurance agent. All you got to do is truck on over to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Get your information over there, and then you get a hold of your local agent, and away you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, Mayor Pete leaves a lot to be desired with some of his thoughts and ideas, but you ready for this one?
Yeah, what's that?
He cited the Bible and suggested that unborn babies can be aborted right up until their first breath. Now, Mayor Pete is being a butthead again.
Well, yeah, that's I've heard this kind of thing before, and it's really kind of terrible. I personally think it's pretty bad theology overall.
Okay, well, let's stop for a second and listen to the theology he subscribed to, then you can make a comment
over that. Now, right now, they hold everybody in line with this one kind of piece of doctrine about abortion, right? Which is obviously a tough issue for a lot of people to think through morally. Then again, You know, there's a lot of parts of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath. And so even that is something that we can interpret differently. And
I'm pro-choice.
Pick up, me too.
Yeah.
And, but I think no matter where you think about the kind of cosmic question of how life begins, most Americans can get on the board with the idea of, all right, I might draw the line here, you might draw the line there, but the most important thing is the person who should be drawing the line is the woman making the decision.
Absolutely. And I think that if you're a man who's against abortion, you haven't gotten the wrong woman pregnant. And she's your wife. I'm just saying. You know,
my goodness.
I'm just saying. We've had some slip-ups.
And
I've had a few.
Now, isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, I'm just saying I had some slip-ups. Just a few. I mean, sure. Right. Here we go.
Well, yeah, it's now, I suppose he's referring, because in Genesis it talks about how God fashioned Adam, of course, out of the dust of the earth, and then breathed into his nostrils to cause him to become a living soul, basically. And then there are other parts in the Bible. There's things that talk about in the book of Job, and then the book of Ezekiel, talking about the bones, those old dry bones coming back together, and then they'll get the breath and this kind of thing. I don't know that we would be able to base, as Mayor Pete is talking about, this very easy line of demarcation as to whether or not the baby is alive and this kind of thing before it is actually born. Otherwise, we would be creating the market for wholesale abortion. Of course, we see a market for wholesale abortion, oddly enough and very sadly. But it seems to me that the way he's talking about it is sort of a way to get to almost try to confuse people by saying, well, really, you know, has God really said that when the life has begun? And he's almost saying that, you know, they're holding him in line with this one notion about abortion. And I just find the whole thing quite distasteful. I suppose there are many others, obviously more educated than I am on theology, and maybe want to take that up and maybe educate Mayor Pete on that.
Yeah, and what was even more distasteful was over the weekend somebody came out and talked about the body parts they were selling and got quite specific. I'm not even going to mention it here, but it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and we're talking about human beings.
Yeah.
And again, the fact that it's become so sort of desensitized should really frighten everybody.
Yeah, now the president has come out and said that he could possibly meet face-to-face and in person with the Iranian president Rouhani when he comes to the United Nations in the next week or so.
That's right. And so this could be, you know, and again, I think this goes along with how President Trump operates. You know, he believes that meetings can advance, solutions in many ways, and is sort of putting it in a sort of a business style. But certainly, here's the thing. The reason why they would even want to talk to Trump is because they're hurting very, very badly. I think it's very similar to what we're seeing in North Korea. They're launching their missile tests and so forth. They are absolutely desperate because the sanctions are crippling for them. And they're trying anything they can find in order to get the attention and try to get this problem solved. Make no mistake, Iran is crumbling under the weight of what President Trump is doing to them.
By the way, Johanna, one of our listeners, says, I think the Bible says that life begins at the quickening. That's when the mother feels movement.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. And the Lord also says, Jacob I knew in the womb. Now, Jacob hadn't taken any breath yet, but yet the Lord knew him, and he didn't have to be a baby outside of the womb for him to do that. And so, you know, normally we want to take the Lord's word on things.
Yeah, now we're hearing also that the president may extend the protected status for the Bahamian immigrants that have come into this country. The first group that came in was 1,300, I believe, that came into Florida. I'm not sure there's another group that's come in or is coming in where they're going to be going. They may be going to a different part of the country, but he's going to offer them protected status so they can stay as long as they need to.
Exactly, and that's a very, very good thing. And obviously, what the Bahamian people have gone through is absolutely terrible. And our hearts and our prayers just go out to them. And with that being said, I can't imagine anyone who would say, "Well, Trump is a huge racist and never wants to help anybody who's not some white person somewhere or something like that." This is absolutely irrefutable proof that he's happy to do what America can do in order to help those who really do need help in this case, and this is, there's no doubt about it.
I think Nancy Pelosi has been watching too many movies, because she came out yesterday and said the Senate GOP will have hell to pay on background checks. What's she talking about?
They want to make sure that Mitch McConnell does what they want and this kind of thing. And quite frankly, Captain, you know, if the Democrat elite, the Democrat Schumer and Pelosi, if they really wanted to work with President Trump on legislation for things like background checks or other kinds of, or DACA, any of that kind of stuff, they would have been working with this president over the last 3 years. They would have been trying to derail him. So really, it's too little too late for them, I think.
And we'll finish with this. Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, and he's from your state, has said that the Democrats are focused entirely on impeachment, not America.
Well, they believe that impeachment somehow, I mean, I can't imagine that they really believe that that's the way to try to win over the rest of America on this.
It's not going
to
work.
No, of course not.
First of all, they can't get it through the Senate.
Well, exactly.
What are they even doing?
Well, I think they believe that they can make it go until throughout the next the election cycle, it'll be a daily irritant and bombshell. What's the next bombshell for impeachment? And they believe it'll keep it front and center. But really, again, it goes back to what I was just saying. If they had been working with this president, they would have a much better chance of actually mounting an actual campaign for the White House in 2020 and be able to say, look, you know, we can accomplish all this other stuff if you give us the White House. But they went the road of destroy Trump and destroy those who even want to support Donald Trump, and they've galvanized this now to where it may be undoable.
Well, tomorrow night is Patriots Day, and it's the 18th anniversary of September 11, 2001. We're going to be the first live show on the air doing what I'm going to do. I've got a whole bunch of audio tapes that I've saved from years gone by of different calls that were made. A lot of the firefighters you'll hear from, police officers, are no longer with us. They've died either at the World Trade Center or because of cancer they got afterwards. And we're also going to hear some of the aircraft tapes when they were trying to find out what was going on with the aircraft. But you're going to be a part of that, Kyle, so you'll be part of the 18th history celebration that I have. It's an annual thing on my program, and people understand what it is that I do when I do it.
Well, it'll be a great honor to be part of it as we remember those who died and those who rushed in to the Pentagon and to the World Trade Center to try to help those who they could help. Yeah.
Yep, and two of my very good friends, George and Colonel Jim, who'll be on tomorrow too. It's funny, he'll be on the 18th anniversary of the World Trade Center. We will be talking about that because he was at the World Trade Center and got involved in some actual rescues there as well. So all three of us have been involved in some way, and I'm going to try to get George to get up early in the morning and call me, too. But anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, again, you're going to want to tune in and hear from the people that were there what went on that day. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. that's the new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
All righty, Leland Martin, working class man up there somewhere along the Canadian border. Might even be in Canada tonight with that big old double drop RGM with that stretch trailer of his hauling the oversized loads that he does. By the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget, when you're out there, pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you. You just never know what might happen along the line there. Now, I got to say a special shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog. They chimed in a little while ago. Appreciate you guys very much. And Cousin Vinny, oh my goodness, Cousin Vinny, what did you do? He said he broke a couple of ribs and he's having a tough time moving around. Boy, do I know that feeling. And you know, back in the old days, they used to tape the ribs, which I guess it was all right, but now they don't do anything. And you just walk around, and every time you take a breath, it hurts, and it's like somebody's sticking a knife in your ribs. Oh, my goodness. So, Cousin Vinny, take it easy. Don't do anything stupid, and stay low. This time you got to stay low, which means lay down in your bed or get in that nice easy chair and stay there and don't move. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway weather starts out like this. Severe thunderstorms are possible across the north central plains. The next couple of days, the storms will be capable of producing damaging winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and the threat for heavy rainfall and flash flooding. Now, elevated to critical fire watch risks will continue across parts of California and Nevada and into the Four Corners region through the midweek. But we got to keep our eyes on this weather in the upper plains. And I'm talking about North Dakota, talking about South Dakota, talking about possibly Minnesota, talking about Kansas, talking about Nebraska as well. That's where we're looking at weather that could do something strange. And by the way, right now we've got a line of storms and rain in the northeastern corner of Montana, which seems to be moving from west to east very slowly. It's a very drenching rain that's coming across, so be advised. And there are some flood watches and warnings up in this area in the northeastern part of Montana as that moves to the east. And it looks like it's going to move right along the Canadian border and encompass a lot of North Dakota over the next few hours. Now, out to the west, staying up on I-90 and I-94, when you get to Washington State on I-90, you are going to have some rain over there in the Wenatchee Valley over by Yakima. And that will be the only area up there for rain. But coming down below there, let's see here, in Nevada tonight, we've got some unsettled weather conditions, it looks like, right now for the northeastern part of Nevada, a little bit south of Winnemucca right now, I would say, is where that's at. But some unsettled weather there. Also out in California, going to be some more high heat out there in the deserts. And there is some sort of weather system that's churning offshore, San Diego to L.A., and it looks like it's bringing in some weather. Might have some inland scattered storms and whatnot in towards Ontario by the looks of this. Now, unsettled weather conditions for the southeastern corner of New Mexico, for the western, southwestern and central part of Texas on down to the Mexican border. This could be an area where we get some storms fired up today, and that moves along up into Oklahoma or even across Texas for that matter. Now, in the central part of Tennessee, to include Nashville, where Cousin Vinny is somewhere in that area, I do believe. We've got some unsettled weather conditions there. Also up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin tonight, where we have some unsettled weather conditions. And remember those gale warnings I told you about up on Lake Superior and Lake Huron? They're back. Still up there. Way, way, way north in Michigan, the upper part of the peninsula up there in Michigan. And we also got, let's see, in... from the South Carolina border up towards Charlotte and Greensboro, Winston-Salem, we've got some unsettled weather conditions there. Don't know what's going to happen there, but certainly unsettled weather conditions. And the cold weather tonight is way, way, way up in the northern tip of Maine, where we have frost advisories in Maine tonight. So that's what you got going on. Now, don't forget, that when you're out there on the road and you're doing what you're doing and you're looking to take a break, the next time you see a pilot or Flying J truck stop, pull on in there and try them out. Now, most of you know what the Flying J's are. They've been really good over the years, and everybody appreciates the Flying J's. But most of you know what the pilots used to be, and that was basically just a cheap fuel stop. You pull in there, grab yourself a hot dog, bag of chips, soda pop, or coffee, and you were gone out the door. That's about all they had. Well, now, in the new pilot travel centers, they've got everything from an Arby's to a Chester Chicken to a Dairy Queen to a McDonald's. Might find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Cinnabon, full-service restaurant, or a Dunkin' Donuts full-service eatery as well. And Dunkin' Donuts does have full-service food. Now, that's part of what they have in their menus. So, you know, that's what you can find. Now, of course, in the Flying J's, you're going to find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or maybe a Moe's Southwest Grill, and those are always very, very good, too. So check them out, Pilot and Flying J, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to get you, this time of the night, it's going to get you a nice, hot cup of coffee. You're going to enjoy that. You're going to enjoy that. Now, I'm taking a look over here at another little piece of an audio clip I've got. We heard what Mayor Pete had to say, and it's really pretty darn, in my opinion, pretty disgusting what he had to say and the way he said it. But in the meantime, Tom Steyer, Mr. Moneybags, everybody's saying he bought his way into the October debate, and he probably did. He probably did. But listen to what he had to say at the New Hampshire Democratic Party convention, Tom Steyer in New Hampshire.
Every Democrat running for president and every Democrat sitting in the seats in front of me is more qualified and more decent and more patriotic than the criminal who resides in the White House of the United States. And let me say, I don't know if you've noticed, but this week the House Judiciary Committee is finally going to take up an impeachment inquiry into this president on Wednesday. It's about time we held this criminal to account.
Now, Tom Steyer is nobody to talk. He's done a lot of underhanded and shady things over the years to get to where he's got in terms of money and power and all that sort of stuff. Everybody knows it. It's not a secret. But here's the deal. Impeachment. Impeachment. That's all they got. That's all they got. Did you hear anybody talk about any plans, any suggestions, any legislation, anything at all? Did he say anything at all about that? Nope. Because that's not what he's about. So, and by the way, the president was in, where was he at last night? Fayetteville, North Carolina. Drew a big crowd again. Fayetteville, North Carolina. When you see these crowds and you see this support for the president, you see him cheering and going nuts in the seats and in the rafters, how can anybody possibly think that there's a Democrat anywhere around that can even come close to that? Well, it's because they can't. They can't. All right, coming up right after the top of the hour news, Miss Rosemary, your parent and sister, so don't go anywhere. She'll be right back. I'll be right back. This is Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.